Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guests are Jerome Parker, General Manager, and David Wright, Planning and Marketing Manager for the Gary Public Transportation Corporation, or GPTC. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
Remind our listeners, what is GPTC and what do you do?
Well, Gary Public Transportation Corporation is the public transit system that operates in the Gary area. It provides service for Gary, East Chicago, Hammond, Lake County, some Lake County areas. And we provide bus service and also paratransit service. Our paratransit service is a service that accompanies those individuals with disabilities that are unable to use our bus system. Mm-hmm. So we provide that type of service for the community.
So, Jerome, I know you're new to the position, but not new to GPTC. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your roots with GPTC.
Well, I actually started off with Gary Transit in 1979 as an actual bus driver. Mm-hmm. And I drove for approximately about 6.5 years. And then I got an opportunity to go into management. So I went into management, and I moved up the ranks. And in 1988, I got an opportunity to leave Gary and go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to run the transit system in Myrtle Beach. And just as I was getting ready to retire, the curiosity just came, and I said, let me look on the website mm-hmm. and see what's going on in Gary Transit. And I saw that they were looking for a general manager, so I applied for the job. So
yeah, I'm back at Gary. The rest is history, huh?
Got a chance to possibly finish where I started my career at.
Well, so we're glad to have you back home.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Mr. Jerome Parker, General Manager, and David Wright, Planning and Marketing Manager for Gary Public Transportation Corporation. So I know you have an exciting project planned in partnership with us and with NERPSE Green Fleet Program with electric buses being added to your fleet. David, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when the Volkswagen Mitigation Settlement Fund became public, and we took a look at what types of projects the state was looking for, we realized two things. A, we had an opportunity to actually implement some of those alternative fuels that Jerome was just talking about. Mm-hmm. And B, we didn't know everything about how to do that. So we reached out to South Shore Clean Cities to assist us in writing that grant. So together, the two staffs worked on a grant package to the state that fortunately press the right buttons, according to the state. So we were fortunately awarded a grant of $800,000 that will assist us in purchasing 4 to 5 electric vehicles for targeting our Broadway Metro Express, which is the second most popular transit route outside of the South Shore in Northwest Indiana. So we are currently working with South Shore Clean Cities to put together a final recommendation on, the type and, the company we'll be purchasing these buses from, essentially doing our due diligence. We think that in addition to further reducing emissions in Northwest Indiana, a rolling stock purchase like this will also make the route, which is already attractive at this time, even more attractive, not just to people who are currently using it, but to what we call choice riders, those who have the option of using transit versus using another mode and may just prefer a convenient alternative to driving in and, driving to work.
I know you're also working on another exciting project, your solar project at your garage. So what does that entail?
Well, kind of a complement to the battery electric bus purchase, we are looking at further reducing our carbon footprint by taking a significant portion of our operations off the grid. We are looking at, actually, we've already secured some of the grant funding for this, the installation of solar panels on the roof of our garage and on 35th and Grant in the Glen Park section of Gary. That will allow us to take that facility essentially off the grid. That's where our operations is housed. Our dispatchers, our drivers, and our buses are prepared at that location. We are hoping to have that completed in the next couple of years, pretty much parallel to the acquisition of the electric vehicles.
So I know Gary Public Transportation Corporation is conducting a series of meetings to prioritize regional transportation expansion improvements as well. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about those meetings and your plans?
Well, the meetings are really designed so we can actually communicate with the general public so they can give us some of their concerns and some of their ideas as far as what they would like to see as it relates to regional transportation. We want to do everything we can to provide that type of service, but we think it's important for us to actually just have a series of these types of meetings where we can actually listen and hear from the community mm-hmm. and the individuals just exactly what they would like to see that regional program to consist of. So that's mm-hmm. that's the main focus of it. We're going to get some other information from those meetings, but we really think this is an important mechanism for us to actually find out just exactly what the public wants so we can make sure that those things are actually implemented and a part of our program as far as regional.
You know, very exciting information here that you're sharing. I mean, a lot of first-time projects being implemented in Gary. So we're very proud to be associated with it. We're very proud of you and the foresight that you have for, you know, helping with air quality here in Northwest Indiana. So as we close our show, is there any closing thoughts that you have? And how can people find out more information about some of these upcoming meetings and, you know, project updates?
David, you want to give them
Sure. Our website is GaryTransit.com, and we have a pretty active social media presence for Facebook and Twitter. Our handles are both social media networks, Gary Transit as well.
Mm-hmm.
The meeting information will be broadcast not just on our website but on social media as well. We're in the process of working with the South Shore Transit Alliance mm-hmm. and Everybody Counts Center for Independent Living on scheduling all of those meetings where we'll be getting input on prioritizing transit expansion. But once we have those dates identified and as they roll out, sticking to keeping an eye on our social media networks will allow you to stay in the know as to when and where those meetings will be taking place.
Well, congratulations to both of you, and thank you for your leadership here in Northwest Indiana. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Jerome Parker, General Manager, and David Wright, Planning and Marketing Manager for the Gary Public Transportation Corporation. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.